Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now, biggest meltdown in Stanley Cup playoff history is now owned by the Calgary Flames. Up 3-0, got it in the bag, trying to stave off elimination, and then that is soiling the sheets right there.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
I just want to talk about Vegas for a second, obviously. Our 10th city for viewership, I guess. Yeah. In the top 10 is Las Vegas. Hey. They get it in Vegas.
Well, they get it.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
It is. Good morning, Canada. Howdy. Welcome. It is game day. Make some noise.
It's awfully loud in my ears this morning.
Welcome to the RP Show, everybody. I'm Rod. He is Darren Moose DuPont. It's a very big day. I know our listeners can't see it, but our viewers can. I'm wearing this bunny hug of the Montreal Canadiens to troll all of the Leafs Nation, but particularly you, Darren DuPont, and producer Clark.
I know.
Big night, Leafs and Habs, part of a five-game NHL slate.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. I can't wait. It's like to wake up this morning and think, man, there's going to be hockey tonight. It's unbelievable. I might pull the Leafs jersey off the wall and wear it later in the show.
You should.
Yeah, I think so.
Whose jersey is that we have on the wall? John Tavares. Johnny
yeah.
T.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it already. Mike Lee writes in and says, great bunny hug, Rod. My Dale Mike. He's a Montreal fan. Where's my gong? John Ohm in Winnipeg. Ohm. Oh, no. Montreal, Rod. The trolling's working.
Oh, yeah.
I don't normally like to do it. I usually admonish trolls, but today I am one of you. It's an exciting day. We mentioned to Clark a while back, we got to get a Colorado reporter on. Clark, I want to do an Avalanche preview. And, well, you know Clark. He's a hound dog. And he goes and gets the guy that we're told is the Avalanche guy. Adrian Dater is going to be joining us. Longtime Avalanche reporter. What's his website, Clark? You told me this morning. ColoradoHockeyNow.com. He's verified. He's been covering the Avalanche for years. And they are, for the most part, all and sundry, the number one team in the NHL going into the season, according to all the Vegas odds makers. And you don't see a lot of coverage about the Avalanche here in Canada. So Adrian Dater will be with us in hour one. And then I got to be frank, if I can be frank for a minute. And then I'll go back to being Rod. Jim Lang, the OG, the original gangsta of NFL insiders in Canada. Jim Lang's going to be with us in hour two when we go to Game Plus Television across all 10 provinces and 31 states. And it just dawned on me the other day, I felt guilty when I did the poster of all our NFL insiders on the show, Torrey Gurley, Gus Frerotte, the Snowman, Brad Sham, the Dallas Cowboys. Didn't put Jim in there. I'm like, Jim was our first guy.
Yeah.
We got to get him on the air and get his take going into the divisional playoff weekend. So anyways, those are the guests today. Please keep your comments to yourself. No, if they're negative, Jeff Kozak writes in and says, it's about time, Rod. I think I've worn this Habs jacket one time. And listen, I feel like Kim Kardashian here. I'm sacrificing comfort for the sake of fashion.
Yeah.
Because this is one of these 40, minus 40 degree grade jackets. These are one of the coaches' jackets.
Yeah.
And under these lights, I'm just sweating buckets here. So I'm wearing it for the Habs fans and to send a message for fashion, but it's not comfortable. You know,
I can see
the high heel, 6-inch spikes, taping yourself into a dress. That's me today.
I can see the fleece lining on the inside of the hood.
Troy Lowther writes in from Nova Scotia. What a nice hoodie, Rod. Go Habs, go. I'm glad that Troy Lowther would point that out, Brett Lowther's dad, because I wanted to appeal to Eastern Canada today, and it's working. So let's go to the quick six show topics. We're already 5 minutes into this, for goodness sake. Let's go. Thank you, Director Jordan. So it is, I think I covered it. opening night in the National Hockey League, there are five games. I'll be honest, I am the most excited about Montreal, Toronto. Clearly you are too, because you're a Leafs fan.
Yeah.
But the other games are Pittsburgh at Philly. We tried to get Dan Cervelli on today from the Enterprise Sportscast in Philly, and he couldn't join us, unfortunately. But he promised a day in the future. Dan Cervelli. Pens, Flyers, Battle of Pennsylvania tonight gets rolling. Chicago at Tampa Bay. Vancouver at Edmonton, the late game on Sportsnet, of course. Doubleheader tonight. And then St. Louis at Colorado. Point two. The NFL point spreads have been announced for this weekend's divisional playoff games, and I'm just going to roll through them here. Rams at Packers on the weekend. Packers favored by 7. Baltimore at Buffalo. The Bills favored by 2. Cleveland at Kansas City. The Chiefs favored by 10. That is a hell of a lot for round 2 of the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
And Tampa Bay at New Orleans. The Saints are favored by 3. You go along with all those?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. There, you said a hell of a lot. So as I start to look at, you know, making the predictions for the weekend, the Browns, it's hard not to think that it's the playoffs. I don't think they're going to win, but 10 points?
That's a lot.
Probably cover that, you know, like it's pretty tempting.
So I don't know if these lines will change between now and the weekend. They probably will, but that's what they are today. Point three, Pat McAfee response. And we could have played the clip. But it's too long, and he swore a lot. It's Pat McAfee.
I was thinking about that because I was the one, you know, editing that clip last time. Like, okay, effing State Fair football, effing this. I'm like, okay, I got those, but there was like 3. This is like effing, but da 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 da. I'm like, right. You wouldn't know what the clip meant.
The Pat McAfee show, most of you, I would hope y'all know by now who he is, but voted the number one NFL media personality in 2020. He hosts a show on YouTube, of which we're live right now as well, and Sirius XM radio. That is not mainstream media, don't you know? Satellite radio and YouTube are not mainstream media, and he was voted the number one media person in the NFL, and he was the guy that called the CFL State Fair football. I guess I took issue with it. I wrote a column on it. We talked about it at length on this show. Then he came out yesterday, Pat McAfee, and said, some guy in Canada took this as a shot. And in a 2-minute clip, he went on to say how he admires state fairs. Takes his woman, what do you say, to 6, 7 he's been to state fairs. He goes, it wasn't a shot, but it was a shot. And he said that the CFL's dead. You watched the clip. What did he say at the very end?
He's doing the whole thing. He's like, I love state fairs. State fairs are wonderful. He talks about every single game that he loves to play and winning all the animals. So, no, it's great. It's fun. Be yourself. You know, I love the CFL. Well, and then he says, loved the CFL because it's dead now.
Yeah, he goes, it's dead.
It's dead.
But I love it. So I said to the guys here, because everybody was forwarding me the clip, and I'm like, is there any chance that he wasn't talking about us? Like, let's be real for a second. And we kind of were talking about it all afternoon. And it was, who else even addressed this? Who else took issue with this? And I distinctly remember writing, if you're a fan of three-down football at all, of course you'd be offended by being called three-down football. So, yeah, he didn't call us by name. He said, some guy in Canada, but everybody's basically agreed that he was referring to this show. And the simple fact is, so maybe State Fair football's a compliment, which I don't actually believe that it is. He's still called the CFL dead. And I know that a big part of my reputation over the years has been a staunch defender of the Canadian Football League, and that hasn't changed. But I'm like, would somebody else please like to stand up and defend the CFL at the moment? Because there's not a lot of guys doing it.
Right.
That's the truth.
It's the truth. You know, it is the truth, and it's still, you know, his opinion, and it's still what they believe, and that's the impression that the CFL has. I mean, look at, when's the last time they were on the field? It's been a while, yeah. Right? So, yeah, it's time for the CFL to step up and defend itself and come up with some good news.
Just sitting there not saying anything isn't working for us.
Like, you're poking the dead skunk on the road. Are you alive?
Get up.
And it's not getting up.
Brady in Saskatoon's writing, he says, he ain't wrong. The CFL is in the think tank currently. Jeff in Winnipeg, I'd love to stand up for the CFL, but what's the plan going forward? Okay, see? We just cracked the lid on the Pandora's box. Larry in Medicine Hat says, play the clip for the CFL brass. get them mad and get going. I'm sure they've seen it. Let's move on, okay? Mm-hmm. We'll come back. Point four, Leon Draisaitl, Neon Leon of the Edmonton Oilers, saying yesterday that the Oilers can be the best team in Canada. Well, I agree. As a matter of fact, speaking on points, last year they were. I'm not sure Leon even knows that. But what's your definition of the best team in Canada? I would say it's the one that goes the furthest in the playoffs. Forget about regular season standings. So it leads to our poll question in a way. I had written down Stanley Cup final predictions. I'm not sure I'm going to get into that right now, but I'm going to mention what the poll question is for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. And it is, the Stanley Cup champion will come from which division? The Scotia division, the Honda division, the Discovery division, or the Mass Mutual division? What are they saying, Dupes?
They're saying the North, 47%, followed by East at 31%.
Okay. So they think that they think the Stanley Cup champion's coming from Canada. Initially, I voted for the Scotia division, and then I rescinded my vote. You can do that, right? I dug way down into the ballot box, pulled it out, and voted for the Honda division because my favorite teams, the Vegas Golden Knights, they reside in the Honda division. So there you go.
Okay.
Moving on to point five, James Franklin re-signing with the Saskatchewan Roughriders. That actually is news. Rather than the others where guys are taking pay cuts or so-and-so's coming back, James Franklin had signed a one-year contract with the Roughriders. His contract had expired over the course of 2020. So this is news. So the people that are saying what's going on with the CFL, what's the plan, we don't know what it is. But when the Rough Riders do resume for camp, James Franklin will be in camp, along with Mason Fine and Isaac Harker and Cody Fajardo. And I was on a podcast last night in Hamilton, the Canadian Football Perspective podcast, with Connor and Wade. We were talking about my rankings from New Year's Eve and the Atlantic Schooners and if that's going to get off the ground. And all of a sudden I got that hype and that hunger. I'm like, I want CFL football so bad. I can't believe that there's even a chance that there won't be.
I know.
But you got to think that there's a chance that there won't be.
Of course. Of course. There is an absolute chance that there won't be football. And that's
unreal.
It's very unreal. But the thing about them doing all this business, that's the good news, is we're not hearing from the league, but we're hearing from the teams. So if they are going to play, they need a schedule. They need coaching staffs re-signed. They need players signed, right? They need all these things. So they're doing all of the things that they would normally do to get ready for a season. That's extremely exciting. The next one for me, February 9th, when free agency is supposed to open, right? What happens then? And then we start getting a plan for how they're actually going to play.
Just a few. Kenny Rychuk writes in. He says 116 straight nights worth of nonstop hockey. Yes. Can't wait for the mic-ups, especially with Wes McCauley. Nick Myers in Moose Jaw says, I'm happy with any team not named the Leafs winning the cup. You want to put a bet on tonight?
Yeah, sure.
Lunch at Ballers.
Lunch at Ballers.
And point six, spring football. I told you I was on that podcast last night in Hamilton with Wade and Connor, and they cover U Sports extensively, but also the CFL and the CJFL. These are good. They're a major asset for Canadian football. And I brought up to them the idea of spring football because, you know, listen, I'll say it now. When Scott Flory gave us this helmet the other day, the head coach of the Huskies, I don't think he'd mind us saying, you were standing right there. He was like, oh, we're playing. We're playing. He didn't divulge any details. But I thought, what are the chances of spring football? It's January now. We're going to have snow on the ground for a while. There was talk of that. And those guys on that podcast last night said there was an idea of the top two teams from each conference meeting in Laval and playing in a tournament.
Wow.
Did you hear this?
No.
I hadn't either. No. I just brought up the idea of spring football, and these guys were like, well, it's been talked about with the Ontario top two, the Canada West top two. But my thing is, if they're not all playing, I don't want anybody playing. And I listen, you and I always say all the time, life's not fair or equal or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think to take a few programs and play in a bubble in Laval is not right. I don't think it does any good for Canadian football. But I would like to see every program playing this spring. Do you think there's a chance?
I think there's a chance.
Wow.
I really do. I don't know if it's happening in the spring. You know, I would kind of expect it for a regular season in the fall, right? But I think there's a really good chance. The one is, I know it's expensive to fly around and drive around and operate a team, but they're not gate driven. Yeah, that helps. They're donor-driven, right? Gate-driven, yes, it does help for some of the programs for sure, and some of them might consider that, but they're not gate-driven like the CFL or the NFL or the NHL, so or MLB. So they can play. No fans, that doesn't matter. Canada West, we do great coverage on television. We can, you know, provide all the broadcast. You know, there's networks that have done great jobs out east and with Rogers and stuff, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get the Vanier Cup on television. That's fine. So I think they can play. I really do.
He just seems so adamant that they were playing. I should have asked for more details. But stay tuned. Spring football coming to Canadian universities. I think it's fantastic. So there's all that. What else did I want? We've got breaking news today. Huge news. I told you that I could barely contain myself last week. And here it is. Game Plus Television Network to wear 2 full hours of the Rod Peterson Show across North America beginning February 1st, 2021. RP Show air 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday to Friday, and will remain on the growing DuPont Media Digital Network. That includes YouTube, Facebook Live, Twitter Live, and Listen Live. DuPont Media Incorporated. Is that you?
Wait.
Together with Anthem Sports and Entertainment announced Tuesday. Actually, it's Wednesday. That's my bad. An extended partnership between the Rod Peterson Show and Game Plus Television Network that will now see 2 full hours of the program aired live daily across the Game Plus North American Television Network beginning on February the 1st. And with the replay at 4 p.m. Eastern of the full 2 hours, that's 4 hours daily of the Rod Peterson Show on Game Plus TV Network across, yeah, I like it, across all 10 provinces and 31 states and growing. And wow, thank you to all for the great comments. It's immensely gratifying. In the news release, I stated the buy-in from the sports community across this continent is in no small part one of the biggest reasons for the success of the show. We're very grateful for them. And Darren, and our sponsors and our partners and everybody, it's fantastic.
Tremendously exciting. Tremendously exciting. Should we talk about the time at all, or we can do that a little bit later?
We do have to break. Let's just break. Let's just let it breathe for a while.
Good idea.
So thank you from Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Darnell writing in. Congrats, guys. Kenny Rychek, congrats. Nelson Hakowicz, our VP of Sim Events, says the same thing. Congrats. So we continue to affect people's minds for twice as long daily across North America. And from Shelby Gray, congratulations, Rod. Great show. You guys deserve it. I feel like the entire crew should come out here and take a bow. Ryan, Paul, Clark, Jordan, the crew downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so but the biggest thank yous to you, the viewers. As I've said for years, without you, there's no us. We'll be back with Adrian Dater, Colorado Avalanche reporter. Very exciting day here on the RP Show. You're watching on Game Plus TV, YouTube Live daily, and listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Christmas Day here in Canada, or at least for Canadian hockey fans. And it's funny, Tim Leeper's watching. You remember Tim Leeper? We had him on last week for 5 seasons, the Blue Jays' first base coach. He's looked at my bunny hug, which is a Montreal Canadiens jacket, and writes, boo, and puts a Leafs logo on there. So they're into it. They're into it. But in Colorado, they're going to have to wait a day or two more to get their season underway. Adrian Dater covers the Colorado Avalanche for ColoradoHockeyNow.com and 104.3 The Fan. And he joins us from the Rocky Mountain State here today to talk a little Avalanche. How you doing, Adrian?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Listen, you've seen the polls, the odds in Vegas. What the odds makers are saying, the Avalanche are the Stanley Cup favorite going into the season. And Adrian, the last I checked, they weren't even in the Stanley Cup final last year. What's got everybody buying in to what the Avs are selling?
Well, I think that everybody was starting to buy in last year, and then they did lose to Dallas, though, in the second round. And while Dallas had some injuries, too, the Avalanche had about 7 injuries. including their top two goalies. And, you know, I think some people are thinking, well, that's kind of bad luck, can't happen to them again. Actually happened, though, 2 years prior to that, though. They lost their top two goalies as well. Had to finish up the playoffs with a guy named Andrew Hammond. But that's neither here nor there. They, you know, they added two pieces to an already talented roster. You got Brandon Saad, who's won a couple cups. Throw him on the second line. You got a kid like Devon Toews, who played 20, 22 minutes a game for a very good New York Islander team. But they, you know, they had to let go because of cap reasons. And, you know, you add Bo Byram into the mix, blue chip prospect who's probably going to be on the roster the whole year. Nathan MacKinnon, et cetera, et cetera. They're the favorites for now. You know, if they go 0-2, I'm sure we'll see those odds change a little bit already, maybe. But, you know, they're a good young team. And I guess everybody's just thinking, well, yeah, all right, they're probably, you know, going to make that next step. It looks like they will. But, you know, it looks great on paper, but they still got to do on the ice. We'll start seeing that tonight.
Yeah, I was remiss. The Avalanche are home to the St. Louis Blues tonight. And I got to say this before we go any further. You saw the players' poll had Connor McDavid voted by the players as the best player in the NHL, obviously nudging out Nathan MacKinnon. We're going to hear the discussion, Adrian, every single day up here. McDavid or MacKinnon, who's best? Does that come up in Colorado at all? Do you hear that as much as we do up here?
No, we don't. You know, we still have a lot of Bronco fans that are dominating the airwaves most of here. Hockey Talk still down the pecking order. I think the Avs fans think they've got the better guy, you know, and they'll say that probably. But, you know, I mean, look, Connor McDavid is, you know, I think he's still a notch above anybody else when it comes to pure talent. I'll weigh in on that. But, you know, Nathan's trying to become more of a two-way player too. And, you know, he hasn't lost anything offensively, three straight 90-point seasons. I think the goal for him this year is to, you know, well, I'm going to say get 100 points. Probably can't do it in a 56-game season, but I don't know. Nathan's a pretty determined guy sometimes, so if anybody can get 2 points a game, it could be him. I doubt it. That'll happen, but you never know. He's a driven kid, 25 years old. I know he'd like to win that hard trophy finally, but I know he'd rather win a Stanley Cup much more, and very, very, very much wants it.
Well, there's no doubt, and I got to ask you, Adrian, does that hamper him being in Colorado? I mean, we see Colorado as a tremendous hockey market, but as you mentioned, they're not number one there like every Canadian NHL team is in their markets. Does it hurt him in terms of voting for the Hart, do you think, just as geographics?
It might. I don't think I'll go into that whole conspiracy theory about the bias among writers, but I do think that there have been times where I've thought, well, maybe the Canadian writers tend to pick their own guys a little more, but then again, so why did Taylor Hall win the Hart 2 years ago for New Jersey then? That's probably because there's an Eastern bias, right? You know, it's always conspiracy theories, usually in Colorado. They do tend to think that sometimes. But, you know, we've had Hart trophies here before. Joe Sakic, Peter Forsberg, Stanley Cup. So nobody's crying too much over that either way. I know Nathan wants to earn it the right way. And if his play is so above everybody else's, then he will win it. I think he could get a sympathy vote next time, maybe the benefit of the doubt vote, where if it's too close to call, people might vote for him out of guilt a little bit over having finished second twice now.
Yeah, no kidding, I get it. Well, two last questions for you, Adrian. One, with the Blues coming in there for this set, what are the storylines you've identified for the Avs and the Blues kicking this shortened season off?
Well, both are, you know, the Blues, they have a good rivalry, those two teams. Of course, you've got Ryan O'Reilly, the former Av, who's now the captain of the Blues, and against Gabe Landeskog, who was given the captaincy at age 19 in a locker room where O'Reilly had already had a year or two of seniority, and I think he wanted a shot at that captaincy. He went to Landeskog. So there's a subplot for you a little bit. I think O'Reilly's always motivated to play against the Avalanche no matter what, and now that he's the captain, I'm sure he'd love to come in here tonight and win. The you know, there's always a pretty good storyline with just the nature of the teams and the way they play. You know, the Blues are kind of a more defensive team. The Avalanche like to be a real run-and-gun team. So it's always an interesting dynamic there. You know, I think overall, it's going to be two real good teams going at it tonight. They got to start at, you know, 8:40 Mountain Time. But, you know, it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to go right down the wire. I wouldn't be surprised if it's going to OT tonight.
Wow. That would be fantastic. And I got to ask you, just lastly, you mentioned how the Avs didn't get to the top of the mountain last year, and it had a lot to do with injuries in the bubble and the Stanley Cup playoffs in their crease. What's their crease situation going into this new season? And could they have shored it up? Could they have done better to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Well, there's one guy missing, Derek Johnson. He's unfit to practice still. We do think it's COVID related, but you know, it's not official. Everybody else is healthy. The coach Jared Bednar has mentioned the word durability a little bit this season, this off season. That's been a word that he's used to say basically in code for, hey, let's try not to get hurt so much this time around. What durability means is are there different training techniques? Are they eating better? Are they getting sleeping better? I think they're all going to be trying to do that, but you know, a lot of injuries just happen flukily all the time, and I think a lot of it comes down to a lot of bad luck sometimes. But and the Avalanche certainly had a lot of that in the second round. But yeah, they definitely want to avoid that injured list as much as they can this year. They were really hurt by it last year, and you know, you got to stay healthy to win a cup.
No kidding. Adrian, I've loved the chat. I hope we can do it again tonight. Enjoy the game tonight, and I appreciate your time, my man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Rod.
All right. Adrian Dater joining us from Denver, from ColoradoHockeyNow.com and 104.3, The Fan in Denver. And it's funny because Jamie Anstey writes in from Cole Harbour, Halifax area, and he says, McKinnon is huge here in Halifax. What's his chances of winning the Hart Trophy? Well, Jamie, you're going to have to go back and listen to the start of that interview, because that was like the very first, second thing I asked.
Yeah, pretty good.
Right? Who's better, Connor or Nathan? Because I'm already tired of it.
I know.
I'm tired of it, and the season hasn't even faced off yet.
Well, we got to wait till the season gets going, and if, you know...
We may never have the answer to that, Derek.
We never will, because it's all subjective, right? I mean, for the most part, though, I think we're all in agreement, and even he was, that it's still, you know, McJesus right now, Connor McDavid, right? But he's McKinnon's finished twice. Twice he's finished second in the Hart, you know, ballot voting. So he's one of the best in the league for sure. He's always right there. It's fun. This is why we love the game, right? And we get to talk about it all the time.
Maybe that should have been our poll question today, although I quite like our poll question, what it is, but I'm going to read it again here for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. The Stanley Cup champion will come from which division? And on Twitter, 63% of respondents saying the Scotia division. That's the North. Are they leading on Facebook too? They are.
Yeah.
Just ahead of the Mass Mutual division.
Yes, the notoriously.
It'll take a while to get used to.
Tough Mass Mutual division.
To this.
But maybe that's the poll question tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Who wins the Hart Trophy? Connor McDavid, Nathan McKinnon. We'll put in some guy's name who scores three goals tonight.
Yep.
And, you know, because of course everybody will be touting some player who has, you know, three goals tonight as a Hart Trophy favorite, right?
Can you put up the comment from Stephen Corman's guys, if you don't mind? He says, congrats from me and Captain Harvey Ryder. You guys are putting Saskatchewan on the map. Great news and 4 hours of that. I'm retired, so good timing for COVID entertainment. Don't get me wrong. That's a compliment, Rod. I figure you are the Howard Stern of sports. Your team has done a good job. You're in the big time. Stay safe, everyone. Thank you, Captain Harvey. And that's why I retweeted the Game Plus tweet announcing that we're going to 2 hours live daily. And with the replay, 4 hours daily on Game Plus Network, that it's immensely gratifying. And it is. So thank you, Harvey. And it's funny, by the way, people think you're going to get offended. I never get offended. And I've never got offended over this particular thing. People used to say, oh, I fell asleep listening to you last night. Ha, ha, ha. When I was doing games. Like, you put me to sleep. I'm just glad you were listening, brah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I put you on to put my kids to sleep. Or I put you on in the barn to keep my horses company. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I would like to just come down there one time and walk into your barn and start talking to those horses live. It would blow their mind.
They can see you.
Right. That voice that has been coming out of the radio forever, hanging off that nail. He's here. Paul Fagler from dubnetwork.ca. Very excited for you guys. Congratulations, team. Thank you, Figgy. I'd like to believe that he's on the team.
Yeah.
Regarding Connor versus Nathan, Drew Koser from the Off the Hosel podcast says, Crosby isn't far off for the heart. The odds are strong. By the way, Drew, I mentioned to Darren, we got to get Off the Hosel in here, Drew, to talk some Stanley Cup playoffs. Oh, boy. I got all kinds of texts coming in here.
Great.
It is great. Go to viewer takeover early here today in hour one from Ken in Saskatoon. Congratulations to you, Rod, Darren, and the rest of the crew. Signed, Ken in Saskatoon, Ken Lega. Jim Bigger, Jim from Bigger Sask, writes in, thank you. Putting the whole show on YouTube. Much easier to watch on big TV in the evening. Now he's from Delisle. He says, Jim from Delisle. Yeah, we've been to YouTube the last few weeks, and it's really going over well. Just like Pat McAfee's show, eh, Dupes?
Exactly. Exactly.
Joe Lazito. He says, look at this beautiful face of my TV. Thanks to YouTube. From Joe, it's a photo of us down there in Long Island. Oh, this is just awesome. Chris Schrader. Morning, Roddy. Sorry I'm late. I'm watching from my semi in New Orleans, Louisiana. Good morning, Chris. Stay safe down there in the bayou.
Having some beignets and...
Benny's?
Yeah. They're so good. The little donuts, right? Isn't that what they are?
I have no idea. Never been there.
Yeah.
Oh, Clark writes and says, Austin Matthews for the heart. Never thought about him. Maybe do something in the playoffs first.
How quickly we forgot about Crosby, hey?
Sidney Crosby.
Still one of the best.
I have a email here. Here's the title of the email that came from a PR company, from Bodog, actually. Here's the title. Austin Matthews will sport a mustache for the Leafs' first game, according to Bodog. You can put bets on that, Darren, if Austin Matthews is going to have a mustache tonight. There's odds on that.
Okay.
Clark's saying it's a guarantee. How do you know? Maybe he'll shave before the game. People are going nuts over the start of the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Hey, have you noticed?
They absolutely are.
Or not the playoffs, the season, I'm sorry.
They absolutely are.
It feels like the playoffs, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they really does. So I'm excited. I can't wait. If you don't mind, I've jumped into the YouTube comments.
Oh, sure.
And there's some in here, too. The guy goes by the name Little Tokyo. So thanks for watching.
Gotcha.
He says, DuPont, like the classic Dumont. JP Dumont, maybe?
Yeah.
With the hair. But he says, and yes, congrats from Philly. Love the content.
Nice.
So more people watching in Philly.
It's that Philly connection. Philly connection.
Yeah.
Glenn Erickson watching in Medicine Hat. He's a writer at Dub Network. He says, excited you people have been able to overcome the adventures of 2020 to create such a terrific success story. Thank you, Glenn. Yeah, we're very excited around here. With the news going live daily, 2 hours on Game Plus. We'll be right back with a sports update and more of opening night in the NHL, more of all these quick six show topics, and more of you. You're watching the RP Show, YouTube Live, Game Plus TV, and listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It's a very special day, opening day of the NHL season. But just to look back for a second as we go to our sports update. LeBron James scored 26 points in just more than three quarters, and the L.A. Lakers never trailed in a 117-100 rout of the Houston Rockets. Anthony Davis added 19 points and 10 rebounds in three quarters to help the Lakers to their second straight blowout over the Rockets after a 120-102 victory Sunday night. Did you happen to see James Harden after the game last night?
I didn't.
He said at a news conference post-game that this can't be fixed, his relationship with the team. And then he got up and walked away. So I don't know what's going on with the Houston Rockets, but it's tough to watch. Just after being down there and being treated so well by the Rockets last year, and that just everything came apart.
I know.
They're not getting the RP bump.
They're not. No. We left town and they said, oh, guess there's nothing to play for anymore.
They folded up. They folded up. Michael Gregory watching in New Orleans says, Houston, y'all have a problem. Do they? What are you going to do? And then you got John Wall sitting there. The prize acquisition in the offseason from the Bullets, or Wizards now, I guess, sorry.
Yeah.
Showing my age there. And he's like, yeah, this isn't going good. He said it.
When you say that it can't be fixed like that, it almost says you're probably not playing another. That's Patrick Waugh territory. You're not playing another game.
It's a good point.
Feels like it.
Donovan Mitchell scored 27 points and the Utah Jazz rolled to a 117-87 win over the injury-depleted Cleveland Cavaliers, wrapping up their six-game road trip with four victories. The Minnesota Wild have signed Marcus Foligno to a three-year, $9.3 million contract extension, with the forward coming off the best season of his NHL career. The deal takes a potential free agent off the market next summer and keeps Foligno in the fold through 2024. Rapid fire points here. Augusta National plans to have cheers, but maybe not roars, at the Masters in April. Club chairman Fred Ridley says the Masters intends to have a limited number of spectators when the Masters is played in April. Two polls published in the last few days by the Japanese news agency Kyodo and Japanese broadcaster TBS show that just over 80% want the Tokyo Olympics canceled or postponed, or believe that they'll not take place. And the Buffalo Bills have reached an agreement to sign running back Devontae Freeman to their practice squad. Freeman's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, confirmed the agreement. Freeman is a seventh-year player who was released by the Giants last week. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room. They can handle all your food and fun needs. Open daily at 4 p.m. and for lunch on Fridays. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. Again, Drew Koser from the Off the Hosel podcast says, Masters, so they're playing, but with limited crowds. Which incidentally, gosh, I hate, you all know this. You've been watching me and listening to me long enough that I hate when news and sports intersect. But let's be honest, for 10 months, that's what it's been every day.
Oh, yeah.
News with COVID and sports intersecting. So it's hard to avoid. And my brother called me yesterday, the Cowboy, and he said, you nailed it in your commentary. Like, I really went after the politicians on Cat Country yesterday. Like, I'm very upset about that. And yeah, you know that. But I also said, these news sources are saying we're about halfway through this pandemic. We're about halfway through. They're saying by September, man, at best, that we'll be opening up the facilities to limited people. And you're seeing it here. They're saying the Olympics now. Just postpone them again or cancel them. And I've said it so many times, I'll say it again. I love Randy Ambrosio. I know a lot of you people don't, but I've spent a lot of personal one-on-one time with the guy. And you remember when he came out last year when they announced the season was canceled? Do you remember what he said? He said, 2021 will be the biggest comeback year in football history. That's why they're afraid to say anything now.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing shade on Randy Ambrosio for saying that, because he was just so positive and optimistic and so down that the season had been canceled. And here we know are extending into 2 years. And who in the hell thought that would happen?
I know.
Can't even blame Randy. He was trying to be positive. But here we are.
That's what we all thought. We all thought, okay, you know, we're going to lose 1 year. You know, this is going to be a few months and we're going to get out of this. And we never really expected this to go on this long, or for us to only be at the the halfway point, like we're at halftime. This is the college football championship of pandemics.
It won't end.
It just doesn't end. Like, is the game over yet? No, honey, we're just at halftime. But it's tough where you navigate it. But all you can do is say, look at the times have changed, or, you know, it's not what we thought it was. It's more serious. It's taking longer. So we're going to continue to push forward. But I think all we want is some communication. That's all we want.
Well, hang on. There's a lot to go down that rabbit hole there. But just to hang on, from In Real Time with Costa Americas, that TV program, they're watching ours right now. And they said, happy to see hockey return. Can't wait. Great show, guys. So far. That's the joke from yesterday. Great show so far. What, do you expect it to get crappy now? And one more from off the hosel, Drew Koser, who, again, I want in the bunker to talk hockey with. Jared Dumba, too, please, Clark. You've been trying? He's busy? Okay. Because here he is, our hockey analyst. Jared Dumba has predicted the Vancouver Canucks will win the Stanley Cup. I think he's been sampling too much of his product. You know what I mean? Anyways, Drew says, Rod and Dupes, by the way, he's open to grow up. Rod and Dupes, have you seen the first episode of Tiger, the documentary? You're not talking about Tiger King, right? No, I know you're not. I haven't seen it. I do want to see it, though. What's it on? Like, I'm struggling.
It's on Crave.
It's on Crave. Okay, well, I don't have Crave.
I know.
Do you?
I do. I haven't watched it yet, but it's on my list. The next one comes out on Sunday. It's two parts. Get the rise and the fall and the rise again of Tiger. So I'm looking forward to it. Maybe we'll spring for a corporate subscription, a show subscription for you.
Yeah.
We'll work that into your next
contract. And Drew understands that I was joking about that. No, I haven't watched it yet. Have you watched it?
No.
There's too many options out there. There's too many options. And I'm digging Yellowstone big time now. And now we got hockey for the next 116 consecutive nights. COVID outbreaks aside, like that's assuming that everything goes fine. And I don't think that we're thinking it's going to go fine, are we?
Right.
No, like
I don't know. To go perfect, probably not. That's a little crazy. But NFL is different, right? You got all the time in between to make adjustments, move stuff, to plan, to get ready for a game, to prepare. NHL, it's bang, one night, bang, another night, bang, another night. Something happens. I can imagine. It would be crazy to think that some games wouldn't be moved, postponed.
We're going to take a timeout and be back with more viewer takeover. It's a very big day here. Very big day on the RP Show. We're going live to 2 hours daily on Game Plus Television. But it does affect a lot of you people who are watching now. Maybe we'll talk about that next.
Sure.
There's a twist that we haven't brought up yet. That's next. You are watching the RP Show, Game Plus TV. Now daily on YouTube Live and listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Yes, and Moose DuPont is here too as well. I'm just going through Twitter. There's a lot of interesting stuff going down. I see our friend Jason Fichter from the Rider Prider fan page has put up a quote, but I don't know from where. It's a photo of Chris Jones, and it says, I'm hearing that Chris Jones is going to be out in Cleveland when their season is over. He'll be looking for a new gig. Did that come from the three down insiders column? I don't know. I wish they'd put where that quote came from, or at least say it's an anonymous quote from three down. So jump on in here with your comments, and I'll get to why I said this announcement today of 2 hours on Game Plus does affect you folks too. And I'll get to that in a second. But Robin in Prince Albert says, have you seen the CBC report that Cranbrook is suing the WHL and Winnipeg Ice over the ice moving and breaking the lease on arena with the city losing $178,000 per year? I saw the story. I didn't dig into it too far because, frankly, it doesn't pertain to on the ice. So they're suing the Dub and the ice. If they win, they'll get their money. If they don't win, they won't. We won't miss any games. Maybe that's callous perspective for me. I have a lot of love for Cranbrook. I got a lot of friends and family out there. And I was actually despondent to see the ice moving out of Cranny. But so there's a lawsuit. This is boardroom stuff that I don't really care about.
Yeah.
You?
I know. It's kind of, hey, look at this is a pandemic hit. Where can we get a little extra revenue? They cut their lease short. Let's try and see if we can get the money. I don't know if that's it. I haven't dug deep.
Oh, I think it's they walked out on their lease.
But they would for sure walk out on your lease, right? You try and get that money back. But it's not going to affect the team. It's not going to move them back to Cranbrook. It's not going to affect on the ice. Something will follow a little bit. I'll check out the story, but I haven't dug deep enough.
Gary in... Yeah, well, you've been a little busy. Gary in Winnipeg says, are there new items at the RP store yet? Waiting with my Visa and ready to add with my RP show collection. There's some new stuff in there, isn't there?
Well, I don't know. He might have jumped on it, though. That's the thing. He might have jumped on the new stuff. And then we talked about the sweatpants, right?
Yeah.
So that's coming.
Sweatpants Capital. Yep. Officially licensed.
So watch for that coming up. Hopefully later this month.
And get your T-shirt that says, put your balls on the table.
Yeah.
Okay, Nelson Hakowicz, our VP of Sim Events, says that quote did come from the Three Down Insiders article. Thank you. That Chris Jones is on his way out in Cleveland. Hey, football people like to talk. All sports people do, but particularly football people, believe me. I'm not going to really investigate that Chris Jones thing until it actually or eventually happens. I've often said I don't like talking about jobs while people are still in them.
Right.
Right. So just hang on. And maybe, I mean, they're playing this weekend. Their season could be over this weekend. The odds makers are saying it will be over this weekend. They're 10-point underdogs at Kansas City. If and when Chris Jones comes free, then let's talk about him coming back to the CFL. Fair?
Fair.
Because I think eventually he will. But you can't underestimate how many contacts Chris Jones has in football and how well thought of he is in football. Let's not forget he's been in Cleveland now for 2 years. He's got a lot of friends in the league. Even if he is out in Cleveland, there's nothing saying he will ever leave the NFL.
That's right.
That's the fact. Now, I got to say this. This is important to get out. With the announcement today that we are going live daily on Game Plus for 2 hours, it means we are going... How should I word this?
We
will be live daily at 12 p.m. Eastern on these digital streams. So beginning February 1st, our show will begin at 11 a.m. Central.
That's right. So
you go.
It becomes that conundrum, right? It becomes we are on 12 to 2 Eastern, right?
Till the end of time.
We're on 10 to 12 Mountain to the end of time. 10 to 12 Mountain. So for the country and for North America, for the most part, we'll never change our times. But unfortunately for the people in Saskatchewan who don't change their clocks, you'll get us at 10 a.m. for part of the year. Most of the year will be at 10 a.m.
8 months.
And for the other 4 months, we'll be on starting at 11. But it means we'll be going until 1 o'clock Central for the next little while.
So for those Saskatchewan people, we're all used to bouncing back and forth and the time change with our favorite shows.
Yeah,
the Rod Peterson show is no different. The tail is wagging the dog, i.e. Game Plus is situated in downtown Toronto. And so they're dictating the time. We wanted this. We wanted this.
Yeah.
But we'll be on at 11 a.m. for 4 months out of the year and at 10 a.m. for 8 months out of the year. Or maybe we investigate this and go to 3 hours.
That's right. And that's the other option on the table.
Yeah. The other plan is exactly that. But beginning February 1st, we'll be starting at 11 a.m. So just adjust your clocks. We've been doing it our whole lives. It's not that big a deal. So when we come back into hour two, I want to just sink down even more into all these topics, and that is opening night in the NHL, this weekend's NFL point spreads. Pat McAfee has responded. Where do we go from here?
I know.
With Pat McAfee.
I know.
You know, Leon Draisaitl saying that the Oilers can be the best team in Canada, said that yesterday. Newsflash, they already are, based on points coming back from last year. So we'll update the poll on, you know, where will the Stanley Cup champion come from? Which division? James Franklin re-signing with the Green Riders and spring football in U Sports. All those possibilities. Armando in Mexico City is watching. He's like, 3 hours would be nice, to be honest.
You opened up a can of worms.
Just saying. So stick around, everybody. And Jim Lang coming up, too, the OG of NFL Insiders in Canada. So hang around for hour two coming up after this break.
That's a good one.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.